Just before I begin, I just want to say thanks to Father Mark. He's always very hospitable with me. I feel like we've been friends forever, and I met him last year, and so I'm always very grateful to him, but also to the many Carroll College students that have come down and served the children of Santa Maria, and also the alumni that serve those children so faithfully. So the place is called Santa Maria del Mexicano, Santa Maria del Mexicano. It's a boarding school for troubled and abandoned youth, and we've got about 200 children that have either been abandoned, they come from dysfunctional families, or they're very poor, and they've got basically no other option. So anyway, I just wanted to put that out there because there might be a story or two about some of the children in the homily, so you got to know where they're coming from. It's in central Mexico. And so we heard the Heavenly Father say, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him." And in the second reading we heard, "He did not spare his own Son, but handed him over for us all." And so here we see someone giving away what is most precious to them. And we heard the word Holocaust with Abraham and his son Isaac. It's a complete offering. It's a sacrifice that is completely consumed. That's what a Holocaust is. And so that's what our Heavenly Father gave to us in Jesus Christ. He gave us what was most precious to him. And Jesus gave himself willingly to us. And so these are personal acts. These are life-giving sacrifices. But the only thing about love is free. And so I can have a person like Jesus give me everything. And he can't say, "I did this, so you have to love me back." Love doesn't work like that. "I did this, so you have to love me. Or if you love me, you'll do these things." Love doesn't work like that. Love is free. That's why love is so beautiful. Because it's free. I can give it away as I choose. And so love is personal. But the fact is, God did not spare his own Son. He gave us everything. And so I was on the plane, I forget which plane, but I was on a plane coming from Mexico to here, and I was talking with this man that was going to Kansas City with me, and I just told him a little bit about Santa Maria, and he goes, "Wow, you must really love people." And I thought about it. I'm not really that person. I mean, I do love people. I mean, I obviously love people, but I think he thought, like, I just wanted to go do, like, good things for people. And it's not like that. It's not like that. I gave my life over to a person. I gave my life to Jesus, and he simply asked me to do something, and then he gave me the grace and the joy and the peace to do it. And so, no, it's not because I'm St. Paul or St. Peter or some sort of great evangelist or something like that. I just realized that Jesus gave me everything. And so it makes me happy to give what I have back to him. We find ourselves only through a true gift of ourselves. And so that's one thing we have to remember. But some people don't know that they're the beloved sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father. Some people don't know it. Some people don't know that Jesus died for them. And some people don't get it. And so some people don't understand that they're beloved. And some people don't know how to give their lives over to another person. You guys are in college. And you guys learn many wonderful things. You learn many wonderful things. But if you learn anything, remember that you give your life to a person. You don't give your life to a social agenda, a cause, a job. You give your life to a person. There is your happiness. And so where I work down in Mexico, I work with troubled and abandoned youth. And so some of them don't know that they're loved. And some don't know how to give their lives over. And so we have to practice. Boys running with me down there. There's a young man named Juan Antonio. I went for a run with him one day. Sometimes I take a couple of the high school boys running with me. And about halfway through, we stopped. And he was about to go on vacation. He comes from a very poor part of the state of Veracruz in Mexico, where they don't have, like, running water. They speak their own indigenous tongue. And so I told Juan Antonio, I said, "When you go back to Veracruz," I said, "I want you to be careful. I said, I don't want you to get in trouble with drugs and all that other stuff." And he says, "Father, I don't leave my house." I go, "What do you mean you don't leave your house?" He goes, no, I just stay there with my grandma. And I go, well, I said, where are your parents? Well, his parents left him many years ago and went to the United States. And so I said to him, I said, I'm sorry that happened to you, Juan Antonio. And he looked up with tears in his eyes and he said, ya la superé, which means I overcame it, I'm over it. And the kid's got tears in his eyes. And so he doesn't know, he doesn't see himself as beloved, but he's so ready to give his life over. He loves his grandmother. I sat down with him at lunch one day, and I didn't have any food because I had already eaten. And so he's so generous, I'd already eaten, but he wouldn't eat his food until I had a plate of food. And I thought he was just being, you know, like, they really respect priests in Mexico and everything like that. I was like, he's just being polite or really respectful or something. And then it hit me. That's what he does with his grandmother. He doesn't know if there's going to be enough food. And so he doesn't eat until she has the food. He won't eat. And so this is a kid that needs to learn that he's beloved. Because he's so ready to give everything away. What's most dear to him, what he needs, he's ready to give it all away. And so we give it to people. We give our lives to people. I saw a couple boys one time, and I asked one of the workers there, I said, why don't those two kids ever smile? And this is when I first got to Santa Maria, and he said, they don't know how to smile, Father. They've never had something to smile about. And so now I joke with them all the time. I sort of hit them on the head and do whatever I can to make them smile. And their smiles are beautiful. You've never seen a smile so pure. And so this is what we have to learn from Abraham, his faith and his love. He was going to give what was most dear to him to our Heavenly Father. That's a personal act. If somebody said, you got to go do this, that, and the other because this is a nice social agenda, I'd say, no thanks. I choose to give my life to a person. Acts of personal love and sacrifice are what we're called to. And there's a joy there. There's an unending joy. There's a limitless font of love in sacrifice and in giving yourself to a person. And so that's what you guys have to look for in your lives. To other people. If you can give your life to Christ, then you'll know how to struggle a trial. Then you'll learn, and it's not, I forgive you if you'll never do it again. And so if we can remember that, then we'll find a happy, beloved sons and daughters, and we'll find a happiness that we can't explain.
Throughout the world, that inspired by the transfigured glory of Francis and Bishop Thomas, that their preaching and witness for Carroll College, that he is the voice of the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For the next to the saving truth of the gospel, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear
our loving prayer. Bring them strength. Those we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our
for the vocations of every we pray to the Lord. For all the needs we bring to the Lord in the quiet of our hearts, we pray to the Lord.